There was a time when, as soon as they could afford it, American families bought a prized encyclopedia, a set of books that was the central source of trusted information. Well, those days are long gone, but it's worth pointing out how deep the divide over information is. You've heard of Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia edited by average citizens and experts. Well, now Conservapedia, from self-described American conservative Andrew Schlafly, son of the conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly, and a list of its contents would be funny if it wasn't sad. Barack Obama isn't a citizen. He is. Abortion raises the risk of breast cancer. It doesn't. There's also a bunch of stuff about Einstein that helps right-wing Christians reject science. Pam Vogel is a senior advisor at Media Matters, the nonprofit media watchdog. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Now, on Conservapedia's website, they say they are a clean and concise resource for those seeking the truth. We do not allow liberal bias to deceive and distort here. What is Conservapedia?
It's essentially a Wikipedia clone. It even looks sort of like Wikipedia. It has the same layout and pages, but is branded as a conservative version. It says something like a trustworthy encyclopedia. And the premise is that Wikipedia is liberal, biased, anti-Christian, anti-American. And so the entries on Conservapedia are basically just much more clearly tailored to an audience that is already primed to distrust Wikipedia, a very conservative evangelical audience.
Well, of course, this follows a long trail of conservatives wanting to establish their own media, which pretty much percolated up after the Watergate scandal, when several top conservatives said, we are no longer going to let the media take us down. That would be the Washington Post, New York Times, others who reported on Richard Nixon, and began founding conservative point of view media. And tell us a little bit about Andrew Schlafly. How did he come to this?
So as you mentioned, he comes from a sort of right-wing pedigree. His mother, Phyllis Schlafly, was involved in leading opposition campaigns on socially progressive causes in the 1970s, including against the Equal Rights Amendment. About 6 years after Wikipedia was founded, so in 2007, he founded Conservapedia. He had been trying to make a number of edits to Wikipedia to represent his own viewpoints about things like creationism, and was unsuccessful in those attempts. So he determined that he needed to start a rival instead, and that's how Conservapedia was born. And you can view that direct line in many of the pages on Conservapedia. It's very preoccupied, even 17 years later, with calling out Wikipedia at every turn. And one of its most viewed pages is basically a list of supposed examples of bias on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Well, look, there's always been conservative media, you know, advocating for balancing the budget or at points in history, isolationism. We're not talking about that here. We're talking about, well, a lot of conspiracy theories, cult sacrifice conspiracies about celebrities. Fill that out.
It's only become more and more radical as we've gone further into the present day from where you started. So it became part of the Trump era rhetoric around fake news, alternate electors in the 2020 election. So many more things connect back to that. Really, I think Conservapedia is a very clear example of this larger project of an alternative universe of media environment for the right wing. By presenting and promoting things like alternative facts, you're kind of prepping your audience to distrust all other sources.
Well, there's also, maybe most famously, you know, we all kind of know E equals MC squared, even though we don't know, maybe some of us don't know what it means. But this is Einstein's most famous theory of relativity, which Conservapedia sees as a far-reaching liberal conspiracy. Tell us about this, because this undergirds a lot of things that people may not know, this feeling about Einstein.
Yes, I think that it also speaks to the larger project around Conservapedia and its origins, which is a broader dispute around science. So a lot of the most visited pages on Conservapedia, including what you just mentioned, an entire page devoted to purported counterexamples to the theory of relativity, are things like the quote-unquote homosexual agenda or quote-unquote a list of liberal myths.
Okay, I'm jumping in because this is backwards world. So these are actually people who debunk right-wing myths. For instance, false claims that abortion causes breast cancer. The largest study shows it doesn't.
Yes. things like connections between abortion and mental depression and all kinds of challenges to science. And they really view this as something that is in direct opposition to an evangelical Christian point of view.
Now, why would the theory of relativity, though, be a liberal conspiracy?
I think that it kind of points, again, to that like larger anti-science bias. And when you look at some of the examples on their relativity page, you'll notice that there are a lot of things about the sun being a perfect sphere or the orbital eccentricity of the moon, which, again, just sort of gets back towards what Conservapedia would describe as a tendency to use science to, quote unquote, pull people away from the Bible. And so through challenging things like the theory of relativity, Conservapedia contributes to this larger environment where it's casting doubt on a lot of scientific theories that are widely accepted across the scientific community. And creating that doubt makes it much easier for its audience to then buy into a series of other beliefs around commonly understood scientific facts and theories.
Well, look, one of the things that the theory of relativity did, I understand, is revolutionize the way scientists understood light and how things interact with gravity. But one of the arguments from Conservapedia and others is that, well, Jesus was able to perform deeds through action at a distance, instantaneous action, and that would violate Einstein's theory that nothing can travel faster than light. And of course, to avoid 1,000 emails, we do know that the theory of relativity was ultimately viewed through the lens of quantum mechanics. So there are others who have looked at it differently, but that is an anti-science point of view, that Jesus could do something that Einstein's theory said couldn't be done.
Right. And I think this also kind of gets to one of the larger, more ominous aspects of Conservapedia, which is that it underscores a lot of the same arguments that Christian nationalists and the broader religious right bring to the table, cleaves them away from sources that can check facts, can provide an alternate viewpoint, and can have really dangerous real-world consequences. It's not a coincidence that the same universe that is telling its viewers to question the theory of relativity is also the universe that is telling its readers that January 6th was a false flag, or that Trump was elected in 2020, or that crisis actors took part in various like instances of mass violence.
Well, and this isn't the only conspiracy-based Wikipedia alternative, but do we know how many people are using Conservapedia?
Well, that's a really interesting question. So I went and checked some of Conservapedia's own statistics. They published them right on the website. According to Conservapedia, it only had 38 active users. That's compared to more than 115,000 active on Wikipedia at the same time. So it is a pretty minor and feels kind of unserious in a lot of ways, but it is part of a larger landscape that primes people to be divorced from reality and to strengthen their beliefs without having any sort of check and balance to those beliefs.
Well, in a funny way, I feel a little unsettled about letting people know about it who might not have known about it. However, does it allow editing the way Wikipedia does?
It does, although there's also been some breaks within the larger right wing around Conservapedia. For example, some conservatives early on wanted to edit various articles on Conservapedia to reflect more, for example, like fiscal conservative viewpoints, things that are a little bit more based in fact, frankly, and were banned. So Andrew Schlafly, who himself started this whole endeavor because he found a lot of issues with trying to edit Wikipedia, is pretty liberal with the banning button. And there have been a lot of sort of infighting instances over the years on Conservapedia.
I think what you just said is worth repeating. Conservatives have been trying to edit Conservapedia to reflect traditional conservative values and have been kicked off. Pam Vogel, senior advisor at Media Matters, the nonprofit media watchdog, taking a look at the online conservative Wikipedia, Conservapedia. Pam, thank you so much.
Thank you.